You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This might be an emotional program that's going to air for me today as we're preaching on something out of Romans chapter 8. I've entitled this sermon, The Suffering Family of God. And here I'm making the point in this text here, something that I just can't hide and the really Lord doesn't want me to, and that is the passing of my wife of cancer almost 2 years ago. This is going to come up here in today's text, so I think I'm a little bit emotional as I hear and going back over this. And, hey, it is what it is. Many of you out there can relate likewise that the family of God is a suffering family is what the point is. And that is all the way back to the cross. You read about the suffering family of God. Not only that, we read in the Bible, Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, it says, to you it's been granted, Greek word charis, means gifted, not only to believe, but to suffer for His sake. That's where we're at today. That's where we've been at in this program, The Suffering Family of God. It comes out of Romans chapter 8, and that is that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer. By the way, let me make the statement real quick. The Lord's given me another wife, and her name is Carol, and I love her very much. And God is good. Knew I couldn't be alone the rest of my life, and blessed me with a fantastic woman, and I'm so grateful to God for her, and that she endures me continuing to talk about things like this in my past. I'm so grateful for that. Let's hear part three now of this message, The Suffering Family of God.
What do you do in the face of persecution? Are you going to blame God or sing hymns and praise God? Which one are you going to do? When you praise God, I'll tell you, the sky will crack in your favor. Incredible things will happen. If you trust God in the midst of your trial, that's why James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Endurance can kick. I'll move on. You know what I was going to say. Endurance kicks Fanny. It's what happens when you let God see you through a trial. You're never going to fall again in that trial. The time the next one comes along, it's old hat to you. Hasn't God ever come through in your life for maybe for a financial need? Maybe it's for a lease in a house. What's going to happen the next time your lease runs out? It's old hat next time. Old hat. Old hat. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time, no matter what it is that you're going through. Let me skip through this. When you glorify God in the midst of your sufferings, others want what you have. And that is an inner peace.
Amen?
The inner peace that you've got. That's what they covet. They want what you have. When you can persevere God in the face of trials and praise Him and sing songs to Him and trust Him, people want what you have. An inner peace. All right. Let's look at one more scripture on suffering and its importance. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. The Spirit of glory rests upon you. Philippians 1, 29. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. Profound statement. Two things. Number one, granted to believe. Greek word is charis, where the word charismatic comes from. It means gift. Gifts. To you it's been gifted to believe. Your faith has been gifted to you. To you, it's been gifted to believe in Jesus Christ. It's a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. Your ability to believe and receive Jesus Christ, whom you cannot see, is a gift from God. It's been given to you as a gift. John 6:39, this is the will of the Father that sent me, that of all He has given me, I should lose nothing, but raise them up on the last day. John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. And I'll raise him up on the last day. Hear me and understand. You receiving Jesus Christ and the inner machinations that's gone on behind the scenes to make that possible, all that has been gifted to you. It's not of your own. Salvation is of the Lord. Your faith is a gift from God. Church, you owe God your life. You owe God your life. Understatement? To you it's been granted. Hear me. To you it's been granted to believe. God's given this to you for a gift because He loves you. He's given you the ability to believe and call the man Lord because it's been given to you as a gift. That's an awesome thing. Number two, it's been granted and gifted to you to suffer as a gift. You know, Lord, out of the kindness and generosity of my heart, I offer this gift back to you. Ha! Matter of fact, no, I don't. I'll take it. If that's the telltale sign that I'm part of the faith, I'll keep it. I'll keep it. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with Him. I told God I wasn't going to read the rest of this because it's not fair. Because today is my anniversary. I said, these people in this church, they've heard enough. And I'm not going to do this. And God spoke to me loud and clear. And said to me, CJ is not your ex-wife. Does anyone understand that? She's not your ex-wife. For those of you that don't know, my wife died of cancer. She's not your ex-wife. This is your life. I love this woman with all my heart. But she accepts me the way that I am. I can't do away with it. She's not my ex-wife. She's gone. But I can't run from that. That's part of me, of who I am. I'm grateful she understands that. That's not fair to talk about that on my anniversary. I got to do what he's called me to do. Got to understand. Now, I learned what this means when she died. Because she died in an undignified manner that I had decided was not fair. It was not fair. It's not fair. This is not fair. So I cleared everyone out, locked the door of the hospital room up in hospice. It's all right. Let's go. We're going to go 15 rounds. And it was the shortest fight with God I've ever had. Lasted 10 minutes long. And he said to me, to you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer. And then I understood that suffering includes dying. And I never knew that. I've got a keen understanding of this text now. But that's what that means. To you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. I'll never question that again as long as I live, that suffering includes dying. I'll never question it again if it really happens in the correct context. That's not even the correct context. Now, I've got a daughter I've given up for adoption. What happens if my daughter is killed for the name of Jesus? Beheaded on account of the name. What happens if my new bride, 1 year ago today, if someone kills her for the name? That is what this really means. People die all the time. But when you die because of the name and the person of Jesus Christ, if my church family is murdered on account of the name, specifically because of the name of Jesus, we understand and know what this means. We are members of the suffering family of God. Amen? Sorry, I'm so emotional. But no, I'm not. That's who I am. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to change it. I don't have an ex-wife. I have a deceased wife. Not an ex-wife. And God knew that before he brought us together. He gave me a wife that can handle my past and accept me the way that I am. And I won't promise you that I won't talk about it again either. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. It says, what more shall we say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.